Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. We have posted both the conference flyer and the reservation form online, or you can call our office at 614-841-7700 if you're ready to make reservations for our fall conference, which is going to be amazing this year. Our guest speakers are Neil Barnard from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Peter Bregan, who has written 20 books on the inadvisability of using psychiatric drugs. He has a new book coming out next year. We really worked hard to get him to come. Long story behind that, which you'll hear when you're in our center. The third keynote speaker is Larry Pilevsky, the pediatrician from New York, who's very outspoken on the vaccination issue. Other speakers and activities will be there too, but these are the three primary. You do not want to miss this conference. Particularly Bregan and Pilevsky are so hard to get. I've been trying to get Pilevsky for 6 years to come to Columbus and finally got him for this year's conference. So lots of fabulous food and social activities and speakers and workshops, and you can't miss it. Okay, so I've been covering Peter Gotchi's book on mammography. He is head of Nordic Cochrane, the most independent research group in the world. And where we left off last week is the Health Technology Assessment Agency in Denmark really came unglued when Gotchi's group issued a report, well substantiated, saying that there was no benefit to mammography. And they actually tried to suppress the report. HTA eventually recapitulated and provided copies of the unedited report claiming that it never was a secret. They did, however, state that Nordic Cochrane Center was not asked to summarize their findings and make conclusions. And this is almost laugh out loud funny if the stakes weren't so high. This is a ridiculous assertion. I mean, researchers always summarize their work. The truth about mammography didn't prevent it from being recommended for the general population in Denmark. In other words, the Health Technology Assessment Agency had already made up their mind that they wanted to offer mammography. I think what they were hoping is that Cochrane would just rubber stamp their recommendation. Health authorities told women that their risk of death from breast cancer would be reduced significantly and that the incidence of mastectomy would be reduced by screening, yet there is not one study that shows either of these statements to be true. Undeterred by the response of the Danish government and determined that the medical profession and women should know the truth, Gotchi and his colleagues submitted their findings to The Lancet for publication. The conclusion of the article was unmistakable. Screening prevented one death from breast cancer for every 1,000 women screened for 12 years, but caused 6 additional all-cause deaths. Furthermore, in other words, 6 women have to die to save one woman's life, and 1,000 women have to be screened for 12 years. This is a ridiculous equation that cannot be justified, and it has nothing even to do with finances. It has to do with 6 people die to save one. Furthermore, several of the trials examined were biased. They had to be to explain the sloppy study design, which included suboptimal randomization, differences in the number of women in the trial in various reports, and the finding that in some reports, some women were counted twice. The biased trials reported a 25% decrease in breast cancer mortality, while those that were unbiased reported a 4% increase in breast cancer mortality. Additionally, screening led to 24% more surgeries and 23% more mastectomies, the opposite of what health authorities promised. A paper written by a member of the Swedish Board of Health and 5 others reported that breast cancer mortality had decreased by 20 to 30% in randomized trials and in Swedish counties that had instituted mammography early. However, there was no statistical analysis included in the paper to document the claim. There were also no references. The researchers showed data for only 1 year for some included countries and for the 0 to 64 age group and not for those who were screened. In contrast, well-referenced studies show that there was no difference in mortality rate from breast cancer in countries that do and do not screen, and that in some studies, breast cancer death rates decreased in several countries that had not introduced screening. In other words, study after study after study after study shows that mammography kills women. It does not save women's lives. We actually kill 6. So I'll stop now. We'll pick it up tomorrow where we left off. That's all for now, and have a great day.